WTAW News time is 7:04. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. The College Station City Council has awarded a construction contract for the $3 million hike and bike trail connecting Lick Creek and Creekview Parks. The only council discussion involved parliamentary procedure after tabling the item from their last meeting after there was a motion to kill the project.
Since that's pending, you now have to take action on that postponed motion to deny.
Mayor, I would call that we take a vote to deny on the denial motion.
Deny the denial motion.
Right.
Okay. I'll second that.
The motion is to deny. The motion was to deny.
You're just making a motion and we vote on that. I'm seconding it.
In the end, the council awarded the contract for the trail that was approved by voters in 2008. The only no vote was from James Benham, who wanted bond money spent on street projects. Weather permitting, the trail should be completed next summer. College Station Police is asking for anyone who might have witnessed a motorcycle crash Friday night to call the department. Investigators say a 40-year-old Hearn man was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. The southbound freeway frontage road of W.D. Fitch was closed for 2 hours. Brazos County residents who no longer have landlines can still receive emergency messages. Ryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen encourages registering your phone with the county's emergency management office.
Any kind of emergency notification, I mean, it could be road closures, it could be if a child is lost in your neighborhood, sometimes they may send out a reverse 911 call asking for information or sightings.
The reminder followed a reverse 911 call BPD made last Thursday night to residents of a Northside neighborhood, which went out to only those with landlines. A link to the cell phone registration website is at WTAW.com. A Houston area man who repeatedly harassed his ex-girlfriend who was living in Bryan is headed to prison.
The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reported 37-year-old Jeremy Walters agreed to waive an appeal of a jury convicting him in January of stalking in exchange for a 45-year sentence. 2 years ago, Walters was arrested after sending multiple text messages and making multiple calls threatening to kill the victim. A news release from the DA's office also brought up an incident where Walters destroyed the woman's home in Bryan 5 years ago. But investigators did not forward reports to prosecutors to consider charges, which cannot be done now due to the statute of limitations. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Texas lawmakers removed from open carry legislation a ban on law enforcement from asking if citizens were carrying firearms. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner supported the ban, saying he was concerned about law enforcement violating the U.S. Constitution's Fourth Amendment rights against illegal search and seizure.
My vote was in support of Senator Huffine's amendment that would have prohibited law enforcement personnel from asking individuals without probable cause, why are they carrying a firearm? What are they doing? I think that strikes at profiling, and I didn't like that.
Schwertner said members of the far left and the far right came together on that issue, which again was removed from that bill. Union Pacific Railroad has announced more construction in the Brazos Valley. Before the end of the year, UP will repair tracks between Hearn and Waco and 114 railroad crossings. The $12 million project involves replacing more than 81,000 railroad ties and adding more than 59,000 tons of rock. This is in addition to the second line UP is building south of Welburn towards Milliken and a new rail yard in Mumford. WTAW News Time, 7:08 at 66 degrees. More news today at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
At a time of loss, the last thing you want is for your loved one to be transported to and from out-of-town facilities. Callaway Jones Funeral Home is the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory. At Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, your family member will be cared for in a local facility by people you know and trust. When you choose Callaway Jones, you're not hiring a subcontractor. You're hiring a friend. Callaway Jones, locally and family-owned for 5 generations. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Good news, the June's here from Amish Furniture for Generations. It's always been this way. You always get great savings during June at Amish Furniture for Generations. You'll find up to 30% off of the pieces that have been marked down to move. We're talking tables, chairs, floor model sales going on right now. Kent wants to make room because he's got new items coming in. He got back from market a few weeks ago, so obviously that stock is going to start coming in. So he wants to show you new things, so going to clear the inventory out, and that means you've got great savings. And don't forget, Dad this month, It is. For us, it's Dad's Day, so you might find something special for him. Go in right now while the selection is the very best. June means inventory reduction time. Always has, always will, at Amish Furniture for Generations. They're located in the Boonville Shopping Center, the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center, which is on Boonville Road just past the Kroger out there. You can give them a call if you want to, 260-5050. That's Amish Furniture for Generations.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Good morning. It's 710. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all year long. Barker's Heating and Cooling. Dang, I forgot to load the commercial, the weather again. That's okay. I got it. I can read it. Had to do it for years. 86 for a high temperature today. Winds will be out of the northwest at about 5 miles an hour, which should be kind of nice. Tonight, 66 will be our low. And then we'll have temperatures climbing through the week until we get to nearly 90, probably this weekend. And sunny skies, no mention of rain, not a percentage anywhere. Safe to wash your car, okay? Right now, the wind's out of the northeast at 6, 87% relative humidity. We've got 66 degrees. In the sports.
Yes, we have a lot going on in sports with A&M baseball trying to advance to the Super Regional. They'll play Cal this evening at 6:30 on our sister station. We'll have more on Aggie baseball. Also, A&M track and field moving 30 athletes to the national championships. Josh Hamilton with a walk-off yesterday in Major League Baseball and more. We'll do it for you at 7:50 in sports.
So did Rice beat Houston last night? I know they scored the first two runs there in the Houston regional.
I just updated that. Hang on 1 second. All it ended up going 20 innings.
Oh, did it?
Yes, 20 innings and...
good night, nurse. That's amazing.
Rice won 3-2 in 20 innings in the fourth longest game in NCAA tournament history.
Yeah. Yeah, I imagine folks kind of were about ready for that to be over with. And I think they had, you know, they have... I want to say that... yesterday they had rain, or maybe it was the day before, they had rain at like seven sites, so the weather had been playing havoc with them, that's for sure. And I see some SEC teams are out right now. You know what? Florida's playing about as good a baseball as anybody
they're
in America.
They're unstoppable.
Boy, they're
My
fun
gosh,
to watch.
They're good.
They're fun to watch if you're not having to play them. That's, yeah.
I kind of feel bad about complaining about extra innings last night when I saw the 20 innings.
Yeah, 20 innings.
I was like, yeah, I got nothing on that.
Here's an unusual story. American Express shares were down a bit after Ed Gilligan, the 55-year-old president of the company, died suddenly while aboard the company plane on the way from Tokyo to New York.
Oh, my.
Been with the company for 35 years. Widely was believed to be the next CEO.
Mm.
Man, oh, man. See what happens there. That's quite the story. So... what's this guy's name? My Bladder's Full, is that his name? Who's the head of
Bladders.
FIFA? Yeah, whatever. Okay.
What?
FIFA, the president of FIFA. He got reelected.
Oh.
Yeah.
How does that work? You got this multinational investigation.
Do you really want to know?
No, I don't.
I really figure you did.
Here's the only thing I can think of. Is that the most important thing our attorney general has to do is announce that? Really?
Well, the speculation is because they turned Mr. Obama down.
Oh, retribution.
Just parroting what I've heard.
All right.
But the speculation is he got reelected because he's been very fervent about making, I don't want to say third world countries, but we'll say underutilized soccer countries more prominent in FIFA.
Yeah, well, Qatar's got a lot of money. There's nothing wrong. You know, they got plenty of money. But anyhow, after the U.S. charged several FIFA companies for the officials for this shady business, money laundering, bribery, fraud, Hollywood Reporter says sportswear companies like Nike are scrambling to get out from under any hint that they might have done something wrong.
Oh, allegedly, because Nike's got a lot of money, I don't want to get sued. Allegedly, Nike's in this up to their eyeballs.
On Friday, a Nike spokesperson denied that any Nike employee was aware of or knowingly participated in any bribery or kickback scheme. Okay.
see how that works out for you.
7:14. A new survey shows that more people than expected experience noticeable skin reactions from their tattoos. Now, I don't know what that means. What do you mean, more people than expected? You know, we're talking about an electric needle that is permanently staining you with a foreign substance. Tell me why that would be problematic. Tell me why that would be problematic.
Well, you don't want to get an infection.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, though, what is the expected number of people who have a skin reaction from a tattoo?
Well, my guess is whatever the number of people that just have a reaction to things like that in general.
I guess. I don't know why this new survey means more people than expected. The surveyors are, gosh, I'm shocked that that bothers you.
We do have somebody that you would consider as an expert just down the hall.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not asking that question. I mean, and I guess he's never had any problem with that.
Doesn't seem to have.
It hasn't bothered me any either.
I'm just wondering. What, his tattoo hasn't bothered
no,
you
any? No, the tattoos.
Okay,
the tattoos that I have haven't bothered me any.
I got you. Okay.
In fact, I'm tempted to ask him how many more he has to get before he's considered for the Yakuza.
Oh, he's got a punch card by now.
But I'm just
the 10th one's got to be free.
I mean, what kind of phraseology is that? A survey shows that more people than expected experience notable skin irritation. Yeah, nonetheless. That's fine. Hey, for the first time in more than a decade, Lindsay Lohan's off parole. Hey!
Wow.
Whoa. Didn't know if you knew
that. Where's the news sounder?
right. Now, I missed this story over the weekend. I don't know how I could have missed this. The National Spelling Bee ended in a tie?
Yep.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
That's why we didn't go into it, because it's not a sport.
There's no defense.
I will come down there. I swear to God.
Why don't they do overtime? You know what I'm saying?
Because if you call it sudden death, someone will be upset.
Oh. I thought when I first read it, I misread it. I thought it said it ended with tie, T-I-E. Even I know how to spell that.
It's the third time, I think, in Scripps history that it has ended in a tie. Why do I know this?
Yeah, I was going to say, they must put out a media guide for the spelling bee. Well, you know what I hate is that there's probably somebody who is sitting at home and they're, you know, like their 12-year-old spelled a word correctly.
Oh, without question, that happened.
And this thing ends up being... So I guess what happened is they ended up with a word that neither of them spelled correctly?
I don't know. I didn't dig that far.
All right. Okay. Well, I know, but you had to have the NBA on, so, I mean, I'm just saying, you could have done that.
I have
that.
No NBA stories this morning.
Okay. If I say Charlie Challenge, do you know what that is?
Oh, yes.
I did a commentary on it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this. If you don't know about it, and I figure that you probably should know about it if you don't.
If you have kids who might be playing it.
Exactly. This is something that apparently started in Great Britain. Is that fair?
Probably. That
okay.
Sounds right.
High school students in Great Britain. It is called the Charlie Challenge. What happens is it's kind of like a simplified Ouija board. The teens... believe that this allows them to contact ghosts or demons. This is how it works. The kids write yes and no on a piece of paper. Then they place a pair of crossed pencils on the page. Then they chant Charlie, and they ask a question. The pencils are then said to move toward the ghost's chosen answer. Kids must ask the spirit's permission to end the game. Then they're supposed to throw the pencils on the ground to keep the ghost from staying permanently in their world.
I won't tell you how to feel about this, but I'd put it on par with a Ouija board. You feel one way about a Ouija board, you should probably feel the same way about this.
Well, the idea is, I think the most important thing is that parents know about it.
Yep.
To make sure that you do. One of the things they're saying is that for some reason the demons for the British teens are thought to originate in Mexico.
Whoa. So,
yeah, it's supposed to be a an old Mexican wives' tale.
Well.
Like the third eye and that kind of stuff.
All right. Anyway, just figure that you need to know what's going on out there. Motorcyclist in China, which is the new Florida, says he was almost killed in a car wreck but allegedly kept playing on his phone while waiting for help to arrive. Police got there. They found the victim calmly sprawled out on the street, refusing to put down his cell phone. Reportedly told the police that he was waiting for an ambulance. His presence caused major traffic delays as cars struggled to maneuver around him. He was eventually taken to the hospital for his minor injuries. Some witnesses say they think the man deliberately threw himself on the road to collect insurance money. Okay, so we got insurance scams alive and well going on there now. Brian Williams may continue to have a gig. Have you heard about this?
No.
I mean, yeah, really? This guy? The one who lied? The guy? What happened is the CNN Money reported over the weekend that NBC was trying to keep their former NBC nightly news anchor, even if he no longer is used as a news anchor. The news chairman, Andy Lack, is the guy who brought Brian Williams to NBC News in the first place when he ran the division. He's said to be looking for a new place for Brian at the network. The other option is for a financial settlement, which would have him actually leaving NBC. My thought is there would be big numbers involved.
Oh, yeah.
Big numbers involved. Even though, you know, he did this.
Hollywood Squares Redux.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
I think he'd be fine there.
Get paid to lie.
Sure. I think it'd be perfect. Let's see. The report states that several sources believe it is likely that he will leave the network after the financial settlement over the contract that he signed last year, reportedly worth up to $50 million. Cool. But in this scenario, he would keep a significant portion of the money, perhaps as much as $30 million.
Okay. Well, they could put him on one of the morning shows because
He's
not really a news guy on the morning shows.
Yeah, he could just kind of be he could join in the happy chit-chat.
Right.
Do that.
You just can't,
did you hear that time about it?
Hey, I don't know. Yeah, it just happens that. Okay. Anyway, in Florida, 82-year-old Fred Smith charged with criminal mischief of a vehicle happened last week when he put an ice pick into Ethel Britt's van in a tire. She's 88. He's 82. Police say that Mr.
Fred
Smith,
and Fred and Ethel.
Well, he's
Frank and Ethel.
He stormed out of the weekly bingo game.
Oh no!
He was not happy about something that happened there and punctured two of her tires because she was sitting in the chair that he usually sits in.
She took his lucky chair.
Apparently, that's the case. There, that's it. So, just saying. And who allows you to bring an ice pick to a bingo game? Think about that.
Armor Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Good morning, it's 722. Plumbing problems? Well, every home or business has them at some point. And when you do have them, got somebody to call? Well, let me make a recommendation to you. ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC's highly experienced plumbing specialist can tackle any plumbing problem from leaks and clogged drains to garbage disposals, and of course they can do fixture replacements as well. Plus, all the plumbing specialists are fully licensed, well experienced, so when you have plumbing needs, give the area's experts on plumbing and customer service a call. And remember, this is important, each of ABC's plumbers has undergone a thorough background screening. They're looked at very carefully before they ever are allowed to put on that ABC uniform. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Always considered their favorite score, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel contains one of Broadway's most important scores, with such timeless hits as You'll Never Walk Alone and If I Loved You. Don't miss the theater company's production of this classic masterpiece as Carousel runs 2 weekends starting June 5th. Carousel is underwritten by Worth and Laura Nowlin and Clockwork Games and Events. Purchase tickets online now at theatercompany.com. The Theater Company, behind Joann Fabrics and the Tejas Center.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 7:23, the 2015 Atlantic hurricane season officially beginning today. Ends on November the 30th. The National Hurricane Center, of course, has been naming.
Wrong.
Yeah. Well, no. They just name them. We've got all sorts of other goofballs out there who try to give us, you know, whether this is going to be a tough season or a big season.
Oh, I thought they also did that.
Well, maybe they do. I'm not sure. I don't know. Anyway, Patrick was telling me earlier on that they say we're going to have a quiet season, which now makes me concerned if they're wrong then.
Yeah, and, I know.
You know, so anyway. But more importantly, the deal is they started naming hurricanes in 1953. And, of course, the Weather Channel thinks it's so fun now that they name
winter storms.
Yeah, because they just think they should. Anyway, so they started in 1953. The lists are used in six-year rotation. So like the 2015 list will be used again in 2021. But, you know, from time to time they take them off. If they're really terrible storms, they try not to bring them back. So
wasn't there a year we had to use Roman gods or something?
Yeah, no, well, no.
What happened? Like that.
Well, no, not Roman gods, the Roman alphabet. I mean, the Greek alphabet. Roman gods, Greek alphabet, it's all the same.
Zeus really kicked our butt this week.
That's the Alpha, the Betamax, and the Gamma. Yeah,
Betamax. I mean.
Anyway, so, I mean.
Oh, man.
We have Bill. Bill is in here. Bill. But not Hillary. We have we could have a Hurricane Bill.
Ooh.
There's Anna and Bill and Claudette and Danny and Erica.
If it's particularly nasty, we can use that as the intro for Bill McGuire when he comes
we
in
could
just
do that,
for fun.
Yeah. They do have one named Cankle, so that'll...
Oh, no.
Here's our brand. No, they don't. Anyway, so they've got 21 name storms, and, yeah, they use the Greek alphabet if they have any other problems. There are names that have been retired, for instance. In 2013, they retired Ingrid. In 2012, they retired Sandy after the destruction that happened on the East Coast. Names are retired by the World Meteorological Organization if a storm is so deadly or costly they don't want to. They think it would be inappropriate to name another storm there. Okay, there you are. All right, 7:26. Let's do weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Today will be very much like yesterday was, and that was pretty okay. Had some sunshine out there, and the northerly breezes made it comfortable, even though the temps were climbing up there. So 86 for a high today with northwesterly winds at about 5. Tonight, 66 is our low. Then we'll continue to climb during the week. We'll be in the upper 80s to 90 by the end of the week. No mention of rain in the forecast, and the low each night probably will be 70-ville or something like that. Winds right now out of the northeast at 6. We have fair skies, and we're still at 66 degrees.
The real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, with all the media attention over the Burwell case, the upcoming Supreme Court ruling on Obamacare, you might not have heard about another pending lawsuit. The central issue in this case is Obama's abuse of executive power as it pertains to Obamacare. The regime unilaterally decided to pay health insurance companies $175 billion to subsidize special rates for low-income people under Obamacare. Obama didn't have the power to make that deal. Congress never approved the spending. In fact, they specifically denied his request, but he acted alone anyway in defiance of Congress. So the House finally showed some spine and sued the regime. Now, there is a hopeful development. Last Thursday, a federal judge was openly skeptical of the Obama lawyers who argued the lawsuit should be dismissed. Regime lawyer Joel McElvain tried to convince U.S. District Judge Rosemary Collier that the House was not harmed by Obama's executive defiance and had no basis to sue. The judge told him that she had a very hard time taking that argument seriously. "I want you to explain," she said, "why it's not an insult to the Constitution." Later, she scolded him for dodging her questions and reminded him, "You may disagree with me, but I have to be the judge." Now, it's too early to predict the outcome here, but it's clear from the Texas lawsuit over Obama's amnesty executive order, and now this one, that the courts are not rubber-stamping Obama's executive overreach. And it's also clear the Republicans should have been pushing back on all this much longer ago.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-264-9344. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-264-9344. That's 1-800-264-9344. Again, 1-800-264-9344.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Construction will start in about a month on the $3 million hike and bike trail connecting Creek View and Lick Creek Parks.
We're just here to voice our support for the hike and bike trail. It was brought up in the 2008 bond election and was voted in by the citizens.
Contractor Gary Kieschnick spoke before the College Station City Council awarded a contract to his company. The action was 10 days after the council tabled a motion to deny. City Attorney Carly Robinson navigated the council through the parliamentary procedure.
If the council votes in favor of that motion, then the contract would be denied. The contract for the hike and bike trail would not be awarded.
Okay.
If the motion fails by a majority, then it would still be open for a subsequent motion.
Gotcha. Okay.
James Benham, who was the only council member against the contract, said in the prior meeting he wanted bond money to go towards street projects. The trail is expected to open next summer, weather permitting. College Station police have little to go on in an early morning aggravated robbery at a Texas Avenue hotel. Officers say the victim provided few details about themselves because they were supposed to be meeting a prostitute. They did tell police that a black man and a white woman arrived around 2 this morning at the Days Inn south of Southwest Parkway, then displayed an assault rifle before assaulting the victim. The suspects reportedly left in a gray Nissan Altima. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports a Houston area man who committed domestic violence crimes against a Bryan woman has agreed to serve a 45-year prison sentence.
In January, a jury convicted 37-year-old Jeremy Walters of stalking. He was arrested 2 years ago for sending text messages to his ex-girlfriend threatening to kill her, her family, and burn down her house. He also threatened to kill her during repeated calls to the victim's employer. The trial also included evidence of Walters destroying the woman's home 5 years ago, but no charges were considered because prosecutors received no reports from investigators. No charges can be filed now because that incident's past the 3-year statute of limitations. After the trial, Walters was allowed to remain out of jail on bond while a pre-sentence investigation was being done, but he returned to jail in March when his bond was revoked after he had contact with the victim. In exchange for the 45-year punishment, Walters agreed to waive his rights to appeal the jury's verdict. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A motorcyclist was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries following a crash in South College Station Friday night. Police report finding a 40-year-old Hearn man and the motorcycle on the southbound freeway frontage road south of W.D. Fitch. Investigators believe no other vehicles were involved, and they're asking anyone with information to contact police. A news release did not state if the victim was wearing a helmet. The road was closed for 2 hours before reopening. Brazos County residents who have landline phones receive reverse 911 calls. For those who have only cell phones, Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department suggests signing up for the county's emergency alert service.
Anything that's public health related, if there's a hazardous chemical spill, it's really important for these college kids who are along the railroad tracks. If we had a derailment on the train, it could be used for that as well.
A link to the registration website is at WTAW.com. The reminder followed a reverse 911 call made in a North Bryan neighborhood last week. Texas House and Senate negotiators can't agree and therefore won't change who is eligible for the Hazelwood Act. That's after the program offering free college tuition to veterans was expanded to allow their children to use unused college credit hours, increasing the cost of the benefit. The cliche that politics makes strange bedfellows is one way to describe Texas lawmakers who supported open carry legislation that would have banned law enforcement from asking citizens if they were carrying a gun.
Far right and the far left came together regarding that issue.
Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner supported the ban that was dropped following an outcry from law enforcement lobbyists.
Just because a person, a citizen, is carrying a firearm in a legal manner and the law enforcement officer doesn't have probable cause, just to ask them, you know, why are you carrying a firearm or what are you doing or, you know, where are you going, that's kind of strikes at the against the Fourth Amendment, which is, again, a U.S. constitutional amendment against illegal search and seizure.
Schwartner says that strikes at profiling by law enforcement. State lawmakers have sent a campus carry law to the governor, which includes a caveat that lets college presidents at state schools designate gun-free zones. Also heading to the governor following House-Senate negotiations is switching how grand juries are selected to picking randomly selected students, which is already done in Brazos County by all but one judge. Another bill waiting for the governor's signature establishes a depository where the state and other investors can store gold reserves. Its location has not been determined and would be in a secure facility administered by the state controller. Motorists along Highway 6 between Hearn and Waco will see Union Pacific construction crews at work later this year. The railroad has announced a $12 million project that will repair 114 road crossings, replace 81,000 railroad ties, and add 119 million pounds of rock. Earlier this year, the railroad reached an agreement with Brazos County to close two crossings south of Welburn as part of adding a side rail extending nearly 2 miles towards Milliken. And UP is finishing its third year of developing a $200 million rail yard in Mumford. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 67 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news coming up at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Hi, are you seeing evidence of insects in your yard? Maybe brown spots or dead patches of turf? Plus, are fire ant mounds making it tough on kids and pets? Howdy, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC offers a comprehensive lawn insect control program that can rid your yard of turf-damaging insects and fire ants. Call ABC today for a free, no-obligation estimate and information. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Dr. Drew Johnson is with us. Doctor, type 2 diabetes, is it reversible?
Absolutely.
You got an educational seminar coming up. Would you tell us kind of an overview of that?
Well, at the seminar, the people that attend are going to learn what causes type 2 diabetes and what they can do to reverse it. Now, there's no doctor on the planet that can cure you from that, or they'd have done that already. But you can take the action steps necessary in order to reverse that. And at the seminar, we're going to talk about the flaws that are inherent in the system that's holding you hostage.
How much does it cost?
It's absolutely free.
You can't beat a price like that. Need to register ahead of time?
Sure do. You need to reserve your spot by calling 268-1162.
Tell me, what do you think that the listeners need to know right now as far as what will happen during the seminar?
They need to know that the path that they're on right now, the medical path where they take medication after medication, is only going to get worse, and that many of the medications that they're taking actually make the problem worse.
So if they'd like some more information about the seminar, what do they do?
They call 268-1162 and make a reservation. Hold their spot for the seminar.
Johnson Performance and Wellness.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
In real estate, technology is vital. That's why RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Good morning, it's 7:39, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, World's best roof. Call them 268-ROOF. Go to United. What? Excuse me. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. I think I loaded the right one.
We're gonna head through the.
Nah, we didn't. Dang. Thought I did.
Yeah. Bright sunshine for today. That's a welcome change. So our temperatures up around 85. Help dry things out a bit. It'll be partly cloudy tonight. Lows will be 65 to 70. High pressure is going to hang on during the day tomorrow. We'll have more sunshine. It'll be warm. 85 to 90 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Lows 65 to 70. Mostly sunny day Wednesday. Highs will be anywhere from 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, just another heavyweight fight.
That's Coach Childress on Game 2 against Cal. Game 3 is tonight, 6:30. You can catch it on our sister station. We'll have more details on Aggie baseball trying to head to the Super Regionals coming up in just a bit. Also, Major League Baseball on tap from yesterday, and they will run it at the Monster Mile in NASCAR. All that and more in sports here in about 10.
There you go. I think that we have, in case it's 7:40, in case you have not heard, I believe that we have captured, in essence, the College Station City Council. I think we, in a 10-second audio clip, we have the College Station City Council for you.
Okay, I'll second that.
The motion was to deny.
To remove it. You're just making a motion, and we vote on that. And I'm seconding it.
There.
Did
too, did not.
My motion's better than your motion.
Are we supposed to raise our hands before we speak?
I didn't get a harump out of that guy.
That's exactly right.
Harump.
All right. Yes. More Blazing Saddles, please. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Let's see. So, how you do about that, guys? Pretty much guys now. Okay, just guys listening. How you do with that shaving thing? How's that working out
for
you?
I like shaving.
Nobody likes shaving.
You know what? I've got such a baby face still. I only have to do it every other day or so.
I see. Okay. Millions of men shave with that disposable razor.
Blech.
Where once the blade is dull, then you throw the whole thing away. Millions more use the disposable cartridge for your razor. And when that's used up, then you replace the cartridge. But it wasn't that long ago. In fact, certainly less than a century ago, that men shaved, you know, certainly in my lifetime, well, it's not a century, but it's been a while, men shaved with these stainless steel double-edged safety razor blades.
Love it.
Yep, me too.
And I go all the way back to Gillette Blue Blades. You know, then they went to the stainless steel look and Wilkinson sword blades, and then, you know, off we went to other things. But these were little razor blades because they were like razor blades.
Uh-huh.
And if you ever go into an old house and you're snooping around in their cabinet like you do.
Like you do, mister.
You open up that cabinet and there's a little slot right there.
Yep.
And that slot was specifically to drop in razor blades. If you ever pull the wall off of that bathroom, you'll find all these little rusty razor blades.
They didn't really
have
a way to empty that out because they just assumed it would never be filled up.
Be safe. You know, it's fine. If a rat gets it, then it's all good. But anyway. But the deal is these cartridges and razors are really expensive. The cost of a single double-edged razor blade is about 15 cents, but to replace a cartridge on Gillette's Max 1 is $2.25.
There you go.
Which is why we both use safety razors.
Right. 10 and to 15 then, cents.
And there's a disposable razor that's like a dollar, I guess, if you can find them on a deal. Use razor blades.
I mean, ours are cheap enough. You could use one for each side of your face.
Yeah.
And still save money.
And that's it. And you got the little razor in it. And, you know, actually, the single blade cleans a lot easier than the...
Oh, much.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm using a three-blade cartridge right now. And, yeah, we've talked about this, and probably when I get done with this cartridge, I'm going to dump that and go back to the blade.
I'll tell you what makes the biggest difference. Mm. And the razor, it'll get you the rest of the way there. Get yourself just the soap and brush again.
Yep.
Get rid of that can of goo.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
it.
Well, and that's I've got to go dig it up. I found an article a couple of weeks ago. You know, the shaving cream deal is all about making money. I mean, it's nothing. That stuff is nothing. I mean, you think you're getting a good deal with Barbasol or something at 89 cents. Jeez, it costs like 3 cents to make. And as you said, and it's alkaline. And with the other thing that you can do, and I've done this before, is use lanolin.
Uh-huh.
I have a cream with lanolin in it. I don't like it during the summertime because I feel like it clogs up my my pores. But, you know, all you want is you want something that's going to give you some sort of break of tension right there so that the blade's not scraping against your face.
Bring back PermaShave.
Oh, well, they were great signs, that's for sure. But I will. I have to dig that up and see if we can find
it. $5 or $6, you can get a tub of Pro Rasso.
Okay.
That'll last you a year.
And you get the brush that's made out of, like, moose hair.
Yeah,
is that right?
No. 100% silver-tip badger brush.
That's it, badger. The badgers are not happy about that. But,
no, we don't need no stinking badgers.
The badgers make a commitment. It's not like you shave the badger and let him go again, right?
More blazing sound.
Do they? Do they do that?
I don't know.
Okay. Not sure. Hello.
I like to use some burger, some old rusty hatchet, and it worked just fine.
Yeah. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Baylor Scott & White Health offers health care built around you. Our 5 locations in Bryan College Station make it easy for you and your family to find health care that's close to home. Each of our clinics is backed by the Baylor Scott & White name and connects you to the expertise of our specialists at Scott & White Hospital in College Station. From our 5 clinic locations to our hours and services, that's health care designed for you and your family. Visit bswdocs.com to find a location near you.
It's lawn mowing season, and Kyrus Truck Center can help you spend a lot more time doing things you want to do. Hi, this is David from Kyrus Truck Center, and all the rain we're having means a lot of mowing time this spring and summer. At Kyrus Truck Center, we have a wide selection of zero-turn mowers by Hustler, Ferris, and Cub Cadet. And we can save you hundreds of dollars right now before the peak season hits. I know you don't want to think about mowing your grass, but I can have you ready to go and save you a lot of money with a little planning. Kyrus Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Experts often say that goals are important for your career, your health, and your finances. But what about goals for your marriage? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. My wife and I often talk to our boys about their goals. They usually mention things like grades or something related to sports. And those are great. But we like to encourage them to think outside that box, like what can they do to develop their character? And that got my wife and me thinking. Setting goals for our marriage is also a great idea. So we discuss our relationship in terms of themes. It could be forgiveness or grace or patience. Then we try to weave that theme into every part of our marriage. So not only will we actually try to be more patient with each other, but we make the theme a part of our conversations. Do you have marriage goals? A growing relationship needs something a little more inspiring than staying together. Find ways to keep your interest in each other alive. Read a book or watch a movie you can discuss afterward. Have a common goal like saving for a vacation. Or even better, build character into your marriage. Be more considerate, more patient, or more forgiving with one another. Without attention, a marriage can drift into an endless string of mundane days. But with a few small changes, you can bring energy and a renewed sense of purpose into your marriage. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness.
don't make me come back there. Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad.
Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Athena Learning Center summer program registration is going on right now. Don't let your child close the books this summer. Make sure they are exercising not only their bodies, but their brains too. Most students lose 3 to 4 levels over the summer without practice. Avoid the summer slide by getting them into one of Athena's reading, math, or STEM camps, and they will be set up for success in the next school year. Call Athena Learning Center at 979-314-9132. Or find us online to get more information. Our classes fill up fast. Register today.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 7:50. Aggie baseball has gone round and round with the Cal Golden Bears. The two teams have totaled 26 innings and played one another for over 7 hours this weekend, and they're not finished yet. They'll face off again this evening at 6:30 for Game 3, with the winner advancing to the Super Regional. The Aggies shut out Texas Southern Friday, lost to Cal in 14 innings Saturday, bumped Coastal Carolina in the early game Sunday, and then Nick Banks delivered the go-ahead single in the top of the 12th inning, and Jason Freeman got out of a precarious situation in the bottom of the frame to give the number 6 Aggies a 4-3 win over Cal, setting up the winner-take-all championship game of the College Station Regional this evening. Here's Aggie skip Rob Childress after the close game.
Hey, just another heavyweight fight. I mean, if you're a fan of baseball, just like I said last night, you couldn't have asked for anything more again tonight from both teams. And, you know, Cal's played almost perfect baseball the last 2 days and feel like we have too. And just proud of our guys not quitting, not being denied.
Cal's manager David Esker felt the same way.
At the end of the game, we met at home plate, and, you know, just you really have nothing to say other than just, you know, wow, those last two games were just, they couldn't be played any tighter and better in such a on such a stage. Both teams really trying hard to get to the next level.
And today, they'll get back to work at 6:30 on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. Pregame starts at 6. California catcher Mitchell Cranston said they'll be ready, even if it's some extra baseball they'll end up playing.
Personally, I'm ready. I'm ready to catch all 9, even if it goes extras. I know our team is ready.
In other regional action in Houston, Leon Bird hit an RBI double down the right field line, giving Rice a 3-2 win over Houston in 20 innings. Finishing up early this morning in the fourth longest game in NCAA tournament history, Arkansas held on to defeat St. John's 4-3 Sunday night. They won the Stillwater Regional. Dallas Baptist eliminated the Longhorns 8-1, and LSU was postponed to today. Texas A&M Track and Field continues to add multiple entries to the NCAA Championships on the final day of action in the NCAA West Prelims at Meyer Stadium in Austin. The Aggies' tally on the final day included 17 more athletes, 7 men and 6 women, including 4 relays, as the number advancing to Eugene swelled to 28 athletes going in 21 events for a total of 30 headed to the National Championships. Major League Baseball saw John Danks earn his first shutout of the season, and Adam LaRoche just add insult to injury for the Astros.
Pitch to LaRoche, high fly ball to left. Tucker going back at the track, at the wall, opposite field, homer.
The White Sox defeated the Astros 6-0. The O's are in Houston for a 7-10 start tonight. And Josh Hamilton was the hometown hero yesterday.
A swing and a drive to left center field. That is in the gap. It ties the game. Alberto's home. Here's Fielder around third base. Prince is being waved around. He's steaming for the plate. Here's the throw. Ahead first dive. He scores!
That pinch hit two-run double with 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th inning gave the Rangers a 4-3 win over Boston. The win, however, did come at a cost as Rangers third baseman Adrian Beltre left the series finale against Boston after jamming his thumb while sliding into second base. Adam Rosales replaced Beltre at third base when Texas took the field in the 6th inning. Beltre will get a day to rest his hand as the Rangers have the day off before they welcome the White Sox at 7:05 tomorrow on The Zone HD 95.1-3. PGA action up the road in Big D saw Stephen Bowditch shoot a final round 5-under-64 to finish 18-under par and capture the PGA Byron Nelson Classic. Bowditch finished four shots in front of Charlie Hoffman, Scott Pinckney, and Jimmy Walker. Both of Bowditch's career PGA titles have come in Texas. It wasn't without incident, however, not on the golf course, but at the pool, as Johnny Football got himself into a little trouble. Manziel threw a water bottle at a heckler in an incident that didn't lead to any arrests or charges at the AT&T tournament. Irving police say a fan had been asking the Cleveland quarterback for an autograph for about 2 hours Saturday when the exchange escalated in the pool area of the Four Seasons Resort where the PGA Tour event is held. The bottle, however, did not hit the fan. In NASCAR action, Jimmy Johnson continued his string of successes at the Dover International Speedway by winning the FedEx 400, finishing just ahead of Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, and Kasey Kahne. Here's old five time on win number 10 at the Monster Mile.
Top five cars were so equal. You couldn't pass. You know, you really just could not get by somebody. And I was able to get the lead and get control. And then it all came together for us very late.
Johnson led the final 23 laps and became just the fifth NASCAR driver with at least 10 Sprint Cup victories at the same track. And that has been a look at your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
I've had the opportunity to work with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates for going on 10, 15 years now. She's helped me buy and sell a pair of homes, and it has been a delight each and every time. To see the inner workings of the system that they have is absolutely remarkable. And they're adding employees all the time because they keep growing and growing and growing. And they're in a brand new location to even better serve you. And with the market being the way it is, now is the time. If you're looking to maybe upgrade your home, this is the perfect time to do it. If you're looking to sell your place, you may get a little more for it than you expected. To find out more, though, you need to go to ZA Real Estate. Again, that's ZA Real Estate. com. They employ only the top of the line folks, and it's the most simplified process, at least for a guy like me, that I've ever dealt with, because they are in charge of making sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. All you got to do is, well, tell them you're ready, and you can start the process by going again to zarealestate.com.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once they hear it, they stop what they're doing, break into a dance, and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Here's a man doing the shopping cart dance right now. Why are you dancing?
I just got super low prices on school supplies for my kids. That's 110% price match guarantee on all the things I buy the most.
It's amazing how fast you said that.
I'm a legal voiceover, and it's an amazing deal.
Wow. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less.
One more thing. If you find a lower price on a new identical item, show us the lower price at checkout, and we'll match and discount it by 10% of the difference. Ends 9/7. See storestaples.com for full details.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's June. You know what that means? You know what that means? It's PRCA, no. PRCA Rodeo. 44th annual Bryan Breakfast Lions Club Rodeo is the end of this month. Unlike what I normally do, I'm going to give away some tickets this morning. 695-1620.
As opposed to wait till the last minute?
Yeah, because I usually wait till the last minute. 695-1620. Yeah, I'll give you a pair of tickets to the Bryan Breakfast Lions Club. It's on the 25th, 26th, and 27th of June. 7:30 each night. So,
what do you call a basement full of liberals?
I don't know.
A wine cellar.
Oh, very nice. Right. Oh, I like that. That's very good.
I was just giving you dialing time.
Thank you. Massive animal die-off. Have you heard about this? 100,000 endangered species of antelope have dropped dead in Kazakhstan just over the last 2 weeks. 695-1620. Hi there. Who's this?
This is Jerry McMahon.
Jerry, come by here. I got a pair of tickets for you to the rodeo. All right, buddy?
Yes, sir. Thank you very
all
much.
Right, you bet. Bye. 695-1620. Hi there. Who's this?
This is Daniel.
Daniel who?
Garcia.
All right, Daniel, come by here. I got a pair of tickets for you, all right?
Thank you, sir. Yep. Appreciate it.
You bet. 695-1620. It's the PRCA Rodeo. Researchers are like, what the heck, right? Kazakhstan is home to about 90% of the world's sage antelope population. In just a few weeks, about 40% of all those antelopes have died. The species has been around since the Ice Age. The antelope might not be roaming the earth much longer. It was already considered a critically endangered species. How does that work? How does that work? 100,000 died in the last 2 weeks. All right. All right, 695-1620, we'll give away. I got two more sets of tickets I'm going to give away because I'm a nice guy. 8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Brian. High temperature today, probably about 88 degrees. It's 67 right now.